To top it all off, the roof afforded a clear 360-degree view. On one side, you could see through Palermo Woods all the way to downtown Buenos Aires. On the other, there's a private racetrack and polo fields that people can visit only if they have exclusive memberships. On one side, you have the haves, and on the other, you have everybody else. And this is smack dab in between the two, says Chen. He saw the rooftop as an opportunity to turn the tables and allow the park's visitors to look down on the exclusive grounds and catch a free glimpse of any events that take place there. Form follows experiences. ODA kept 80% of the original structure to create a 160,000-square-foot building. A quarter of this surface, about 40,000 square feet, is dedicated to public terraces, green spaces, and the open-air promenade. The rest is taken up by restaurants, cafes, and retail spaces. Parking for 250 cars is also available on the ground floor. But the program, or function, of the building wasn't always clear. The area isn't zoned for residential use, and commercial use wasn't the obvious choice, says Chen, as most companies who could afford rent for a modern office building would opt for a space in downtown Buenos Aires. Retail wasn't obvious either, since the site is so isolated and on the edge of the city. But for many years now, Chen has been honing a new mantra. Form should not follow function anymore. Form should follow experiences, he says. If we design buildings for the human experience, people will visit these buildings and enjoy them, regardless of the program. In other words, build it and they will come, I ask. Build it well and they will come, he says. An important distinction. Vocabulary focus. Metamorphosis. Peel off. Synonymous. Demolish. Recessed. Span. Polo. Turn the tables on somebody. Mantra.